today with Scotty Smith about his new work, Every Season Prayers, Gospel Center Prayers for the Whole Life. We do have some copies of that to give away, and so you can still sign up for that. Call 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. You're listening to Connecting Faith, and every other Monday we love to connect with Lisa Marone to talk health and fitness and just experiencing good health, Get Healthy for Heaven's Sake, the title of her great book. Lisa is a physical therapist, professor, author, and speaker, and her expertise ranges from physical pain to overcoming overeating and protecting against and reversing diabetes and aging and other diseases. And we want to talk with Lisa today about something that we probably don't pay enough attention to, getting enough sleep. And Lisa, welcome back to Connecting Faith.
Neil, great to be with you this afternoon.
I don't know if it has anything to do with, you know, say, you know, TV shows, debates or something going on Sunday evenings, but there may have been some people that didn't sleep well last night. You've got some encouragement for us, though.
Yeah, I think this election has a lot of people not wanting to sleep very well. You know, when we try to go to sleep at night, many of us sabotage our own good night's sleep. And one of the ways that we do that is we stay up in a very well-lit environment, staring at brightly lit tablets and laptops and televisions. And many of us have televisions in our bedrooms, that are shining the light right across our beds. And so that is something that is working against our sleep because it's prohibiting our bodies from making a very important compound called melatonin. You may have heard of that before.
Yeah. Now, you call melatonin sleep gold. Explain, what is melatonin?
Melatonin is a chemical that when it's produced in our bodies, it not only makes us sleepy, but it also stabilizes us and keeps us asleep. It supports our sleep at night. And it is a chemical that is produced in our brains, and it is very dependent upon darkness to produce more of it. So as our day goes by and the sun starts to go behind the earth and we get darker and darker, that is how our bodies trigger to produce more melatonin. And so the way that we used to function, you know, we didn't have lights in our homes way back when. And so as it got darker, our bodies produced adequate melatonin. We slept well, we stayed asleep, and we woke up refreshed. And now we're not having that same situation, so we have to be extra diligent to protect that.
So if we're having more, I guess you call it light pollution in our lives and rooms, all those things, is that really going to affect us? I mean, significantly, or can people just sort of shut it off and go to bed anyway?
Yeah, for most people, it does affect them significantly. 74% of Americans don't get enough sleep to begin with, so we don't even schedule in enough time to sleep. So the time that we hit our heads on our pillow, we really want it to work for us. We don't want to be waking up in the middle of the night because we don't have enough melatonin. So the way, Neil, that people can begin to produce enough melatonin, we can do it naturally by, I always tell people, about 2 hours before you go to sleep at night, start to lower the lights in your home. Great thing to have your lights on dimmer switches so you can drop the lights down. We don't need to be brightly lit right up until bedtime. And an hour before bedtime, it's really great to close your tablet, close your laptop. Reading a book, an old-fashioned book, as opposed to one reading on the Internet where you have that bright backlit blue light, is actually better for melatonin production. That said, though, nooks have a different type of backlighting, and so they're not as harmful as just reading your laptop or reading through the news on your tablet.
So this is, I mean, will actually help us get into our sleep cycle more quickly and stay in it longer, right?
And stay in it longer. Now, for people who just can't do that, or they need a little help, or you happen to be someone who travels through time zones, there is supplemental melatonin that you can take that helps to support your sleep or helps to make you drowsy so you can fall asleep. And there are varieties of these in the drugstores and in GNCs and other places that sell vitamin shop. But be very careful when you're buying a supplement because there are some supplements that are labeled natural melatonin and others that are synthetic. And here, Neil, is one of those times when you don't want to go natural. Natural is oftentimes harvested through animals and can be contaminated. So you actually want synthetically lab-produced melatonin to support your sleep. So you can take it from a pill like that, or you can also use a product called tart cherry juice. It's not sweet cherries, they are tart, but tart cherry juice is the only natural supplement of melatonin that's nice and safe for us. We can drink some of that an hour or so before going to bed.
And that's enough to make a difference in this production of melatonin?
Absolutely. It gives you almost double what your body would normally produce. So this tart cherry juice is a fabulous substance because not only does it have natural melatonin in it, but it also has an anti-inflammatory in it, and it also has is high in antioxidants. So you get really like a wow with tart cherry juice if you're trying to help yourself sleep at night.
If we're taking a synthetic melatonin, are we going to wake up sleeping in the morning? Are we going to be groggy the next day?
If you take this meal before you go to sleep and you give yourself that 7 to 8 hours time of sleep, you absolutely should not wake up groggy. But if you wake up in the middle of the night at 3 or 4 in the morning and you think, oh, I think I should pop a melatonin, then you likely will still have that in your system come 6 or 7 a.m. when you need to get up. So not the best time to take it.
Okay. And, I mean, the reality is that lack of sleep is affecting us as a nation in pretty significant ways. So this is not just a minor issue, is it?
It's not. You know, research has shown that the amount of sleep that we get at night is the greatest predictor of our longevity. That's more so than our body weight or whether or not we exercise. So if we're sleeping less than 7 to 8 hours a night on a regular basis, we will actually be decreasing our longevity. So that's a real critical thing. More research is being done on melatonin, and they're beginning to see that it has a great impact on our immune system. And we've known for a long time, you don't sleep well, your immune system goes down. But now they're finding that actually it's melatonin that has a significant impact on our immunity.
Get healthy, for heaven's sake. That's what Lisa Marone recommends and speaks about and is offering encouragement today. Talking today about, you know, using a synthetic melatonin supplement, not a natural one, or drinking tart cherry juice, a couple ways to get that sleep gold, melatonin, get it back into our system. Lisa Marone, a physical therapist, professor and author, always glad to connect with you, Lisa. Thanks for your good tips today.
You're welcome. I hope people sleep better tonight.
Check out Lisa's website, lisamarone.com, M-O-R-R-O-N-E.com, lisamarone.com. We'll check in with her in a couple weeks.